Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm glad that you found time in your schedule to join me today. Well, on yesterday's broadcast, we began looking at a familiar passage of Scripture found in 1 Corinthians, verse 13, which says, "And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." And on yesterday's broadcast, we were I was sort of laying a foundation that God has demonstrated His love toward us through the birth and the suffering and passion of Jesus Christ. We know that if God never did another thing for us, He has been a gracious and merciful God, and He held back nothing. He gave His very best. And as I was sharing, it's the very love of God that is going to take us through life's battles. There are difficult times that come into the life of every believer, sometimes even tragedy. And how are we going to get through those? Through the grace of God, yes. But of course, we've got to have deep within us a conviction and a knowledge of God's great love personally for us. The enemy comes against some of you listening, and you feel that when you go through difficult times that God, somehow He's changed in His love. You've done something wrong. You've done something terrible, and He's displeased with you. He's angry with you, and that's why all these things are happening. Well, beloved, the devil is the accuser of the brethren. He brings condemnation. If you have failed, if you have sinned, the Holy Spirit will bring conviction. But that conviction will bring you to the Lord and not drive you away. And so we're looking at God's great love toward us, and it's in the understanding, it's in the absolute belief and trust we have in that love that's going to carry us through the hard times, to know that God is a good God. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, I made reference to a beautiful psalm, Psalm 77, and it's a psalm of Asaph, and he goes on in this psalm, which describes the day of trouble that he's in. He sought the Lord in the night, and he remembered God, and he wasn't comforted. He said his spirit was overwhelmed. He's so troubled that he couldn't speak. He calls to remembrance his song in the night. He communed with his own heart. His spirit made diligent search. He didn't have answers. He says, has God forgotten to be gracious? And in the midst of his perplexity, and sometimes, you have to be honest, we've all felt that at times, that God has forsaken us, that we don't know what's going on, and we're just miserable. All we're doing is crying out to God, and God, help me. And that's a good prayer. But what does the psalmist do? We see in verse 10, he takes a different direction, and he's expressing to the Lord how he feels. And then in verse 10, he said, I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I can remember years ago I read this, and this is one of the many places that King James became my Bible, because I found that many of the newer translations didn't express that. In fact, they actually said, "Well, this is where it's at. I've to my distress, I found out that God has changed." Well, the Word says that God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But it's the King James, the Authorized King James, that presents this concept. He says, this is my infirmity, or this is my weakness, or kind of in modern terms, this is where I'm at. This is how I am right now. But in the midst of this condition and state, I'm going to remember what God has done, the years of the right hand or the favor of the Most High. And just to validate that interpretation, the Holy Spirit, through Asaph, confirms that very sense again in the very next verse. He goes on, he said, I will remember the works of the Lord. And then he says it again, surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Three times he's saying, in this desperate state he's in, that I will remember what God has done for me. And some of you right now, you might be in a really desperate, distressed place, but like the psalmist, what you need to do, you might not have answers, you may not understand what's going on, but you can remember the times God has answered prayer for you. And as he's done in the past, he's not going to forsake you, he's not going to leave you, but he's going to make a way for you. He says in verse 12, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of all thy doings. And then he goes on to praise God. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among thy people. And he just goes on to begin to praise God. And you know, God being who he is, he would answer the prayer of Asaph. Wherever he was at, he knew. And just as David expressed so many times in the Psalms, he starts by complaining to the Lord how bad and how difficult the situation and he's in. But God always, he would remember, God has redeemed me, and he began to praise God for what he was going to do in his behalf. And that's the importance of praising God, because there's no beautiful demonstration of faith than to be able to praise God in the hard places, in the hard times. So we've established this, that God has definitely demonstrated his love toward us. But now, let's look at our part in this relationship, because it's not a religion, Christianity, but it is a relationship with the Most High. Now, we know the first and greatest commandment is to love God with all of our heart. In fact, Jesus said, if you could do this, you don't have to worry. All the law and the prophets are fulfilled in this. Deuteronomy 6 and 5 says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And of course, that's reiterated by Jesus in the new covenant, Matthew 22:37. So we are to love God with all of our heart. But then, if that's the case, we might well ask the question, how can we do this? Is there a way that can be measured? It's not just an emotional feeling, but beloved, it is a commitment. It is not only something that wells up within our heart, the love that we feel, but it's just like you love your spouse or you love your child. Looking now at human relationships, how can you describe that love that wells up in your heart? Or it might be a beloved pet. When you mention their name, you think of them, love comes into your heart. But how can you express that love? Well, for your spouse, for your children, you care for them, you do things in their behalf. The same thing with pets. You demonstrate it. That's why James said, faith without love, without faith without works is dead. And so love is very much alive. And to do that, we demonstrate our love to God. Now, how can we do that? Well, one of the ways is just by spending time with him. And of course, by praise and worship. He inhabits the praises of his people. And so sometimes that's one of the most greatest acts of, love that you can demonstrate to the Lord, especially when you're down and you're in a battle, to be able to praise him and to be able to worship him, because it's expressing, even though in spite of where your emotions are at, you are praising him, that he is a God who loves you, that he's a God in control of your circumstances. He's not failed you in the past. He's not turned you aside, and he's not going to do it in the present or in the future. He's not as a man. He's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. And so, beloved, we're dealing with the creator of the universe right now, someone who knows exactly every hair on your head. He knows exactly what he wants to do in your life, and he is not going to fail you or forsake you. So we can manifest our love to God by praising him and by ministering to him, not only by spending time with him and not only by praise and worship, but the Lord says something very interesting in Matthew 25 and 40. He says, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." So by being loving to others, to those around us, to those whom God brings into our contact, either by action, by a smile, something as simple as a smile, by the things that we do, we are manifesting God's love. And as we do that, that's what the Lord said in Matthew 25, that we're actually doing it as unto him. Why? Because we are members of his body. Isn't that precious? So if you want to show God how much you love him, it's by being loving to others. The poorest, those that are neediest, those that are sometimes the most difficult to love, you are expressing a high level of love to him. And then, what is another way? It's by obeying him. John 14 and 15 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Well, again, the time has just flown on this broadcast, and we're not going as fast as I thought we would, but that's all right. I trust the Lord is ministering to your heart. I know he's ministering to mine, and it's a joy to be able to share the things of God with you. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you have prayer needs, I do encourage you. If you've been blessed by the broadcast, know that God will continue his ministry through the Holy Spirit to you through the ministry of correspondence. It's a special and sacred privilege God has given this ministry to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. Thank you for listening. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.